This is KUT. Five of Austin's 10 city council districts are up for election this November. All this week, KUT's Audrey McGlinchey is going district by district, telling us about the candidates in a series we're calling More Than a Yard Sign. Today, we meet our last district, District 10. It's Austin's wealthiest and most western district, stretching from Mopac to Lake Travis. Four people are running to represent the district, including incumbent council member Sherry Gallo. She's a moderate, sometimes siding with the minority conservative faction on the council, sometimes with the majority liberals. Those running against her are pretty middle of the aisle themselves. So the big question facing District 10 is this: which shade of purple?
What better place to meet in Austin's richest district than a country club?
Hi there. I'm here for a meeting with Sherry Gallo.
A sign reads, "Private, members only." I spot at least one Tesla in the parking lot. Here, wealth is in your face. It's different from the demeanor of District 10's current representative, Sherry Gallo, who's asked me to meet her here.
I'm proud of being an independent and a moderate voice, and I think that's really important on the council.
While Gallo often calls for reduced government spending along with conservative council members Don Zimmerman and Ellen Troxclair, she's more liberal on social matters, like when she sided with the majority of the council in supporting Planned Parenthood.
The place that it puts me in often is being perceived as the swing vote on a lot of issues. And there's a lot of responsibility that goes with that implied kind of position.
Gallo's opponents tend to toe the line as well. There are three of them, four candidates total, so I have to get through this quick. Let's start with the reddest of the bunch, recent college grad Nick Verdin. His favorite council member, Ellen Troxclair.
She's always looking at the budget really hard and saying, where can we, you know, how can we help the taxpayers out?
Verdin's a supporter of campus carry, reduced government spending, and fewer regulations. Then there's Rob Walker, a former university professor and current tax consultant. Walker gets us back towards the middle.
I'm for fiscal responsibility, but at the same time, I know there are great needs in our community.
Like lowering property taxes. Walker says he's all for a larger homestead exemption. For our last candidate, we move a little farther across the political spectrum.
I am definitely to the left of Gallo.
Meet Allison Alter, parks advocate and business owner.
But I am a trained economist, and I understand that we have to balance the budget. And when we do tax cuts, we have to find the spending cuts to go with them.
Either way you slice it, District 10 candidates cry fiscal responsibility, but each with some added individual flavor. If you live in the district, you'll see Gallo, Walker, Verdin, and Alter on your ballot in that order. Early voting begins October 24th. Election day is November 8th. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.